When it comes to air quality, the bad news is that wildfires and air pollution have really degraded the quality of our air. But the good news is that we're all realizing that the quality of our air, and particularly the quality of our indoor air, is really darn important. I'm so excited to tell you about Puro Air because in 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, and gases from your room. It uses a stronger type of filter called a HEPA 14, and it filters pollutants at a microscopic level. I keep my Puro Air running upstairs where the bedrooms are all night. I love that it's quiet. Cleaner air just hits different, doesn't it? Check out everything Puro Air has to offer at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. One more time for the people in the back, getpuroair.com. Nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, and that's why I am so excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that offers a full range of products designed to cover all of your garden and lawn needs. In years past, my vegetable garden, I neglected the soil and I didn't have much yield. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, your garden may not succeed. And so this year, I am so excited to cultivate the soil before planting the plants with Coast of Maine's organic products. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. So next time you're at your local retailer, look for Coast of Maine products. Get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. coastofmaine.com. Well, hello there and welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian, and you are listening to episode 206 of the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, a bi-weekly show about eco-friendly and minimalist living. On today's show, I am answering a listener question all about my eco-minimalist skincare routine. And this question came in as a voicemail, so I'm going to go ahead and play the voicemail, and then we'll get right into my answer.
Hey, Stephanie. My name is Bitsy. I'm calling from Kentucky. I love listening to the podcast. I would love to know what is your minimalist, eco-friendly skincare routine, especially in the dry summer months. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right, Bitsy. I think you said your name was Bitsy. It was a little hard to hear, but I'm going to call you Bitsy. You asked for my minimalist skincare routine, and I should say I have been putting off answering your question for a little while, and I'm sorry, but the reason I did that is because I do not so much have a skincare routine. I'm going to answer your question in two parts. So in part one, I'm going to divulge my extremely minimalist skincare routine, and I really shouldn't even call it a routine. I should call it the stuff I sometimes put on my face. And in part two of today's episode, I am going to outline what the gurus, what the dermatologists, what the experts say are the five items you and I and everybody listening should absolutely be putting on our skin every single day, with a nod toward less is more living, right? Five essential items, not 25, not 55, just five essential items. I should also mention that I'm going to call out products that have been recommended to me that are sustainable or eco-friendly or ethical in their packaging and their practices. So let's get right into my routine. Now, before I tell you my routine, and I'm doing air quotes routine, I should say right off the bat that I am fairly skin privileged. And by skin privileged, I mean that I don't have skin issues. I have some eczema under my eyes during the winter. And yes, that is as hideous as it sounds. But I don't break out often. My skin in most months is not particularly dry or particularly oily. And so my minimalist skincare routine is indeed incredibly minimal. I truly believe in my soul that so much of the marketing around skincare is just that. It's marketing. Even the term routine, skincare routine, implies multiple products and lots of money to be spent, right? I am not a skincare expert by any means, but I do practice less is more when it comes to the chemicals I put on and in my body. Less toxins on my skin, for me, means less toxin exposure and hopefully better overall health as I age. I should also say that I view skincare as less about the stuff that I'm putting on my face, but more about as lifestyle habits that, when done concurrently, improve the look of my skin. So before I get into what actually I put on my skin, which is what I believe you're asking for, Bitsy, I should say that the number one lifestyle habit for me that reduces fine lines and wrinkles is to drink less wine and drink more water. When I cut out wine for a week, and it has to really be a full week, by day 7, my skin, and particularly the wrinkles around my eyes, are looking so phenomenal. And I'm saying this because sometimes our skincare routines is less about what we put on our skin and more about what we do every single day to nurture our overall health. Drinking water, staying hydrated, that's good for your health, and it also happens to be good for my skin. And similarly, when I eat less or even better, no dairy, and specifically cheese, I notice that that winter eczema I alluded to earlier becomes much more manageable. So on to what I put on my skin. In the morning, I put on some sunscreen and I go. That's it. My fearless moderator, Julie, she's the moderator of our closed Sustainable Minimalist Facebook group, if you haven't joined, but Julie is a skincare guru. And she recommended to the group that she uses Kinship sunscreen. It is reef safe. It uses zinc oxide, but it doesn't have that super heavy, super greasy feel that a lot of zinc oxide based sunscreens have. She said she uses that on her face and she cannot get enough of it. So I went ahead and tried it. That's what I use every single morning on my face. It's reef safe. It's safe for me and it doesn't leave me looking white. It doesn't leave my skin feeling heavy. So I put on my Kinship sunscreen. I'll link to it in the show notes if you're interested. And then I put on my makeup if I'm wearing makeup that day, and I am on my way. That's it. At night, I will first remove my eye makeup if I wore eye makeup with coconut oil. And then I wash my face with cleanser. I'm currently using the bar of soap in my shower to cleanse. It is Castile soap. And then I spritz on a bit of toner, if I remember, simply because I've had the same bottle of toner in my medicine cabinet for many months. Then I moisturize. I use a thick moisturizer that helps with my eczema in the winter, but I also use it in the summer. I put it under my eyes. I put it on my face. I put it on my neck. I do not have different moisturizers for different parts of my face. And then I go to bed. That's it. I told you it was minimalist. I told you I was putting off answering your question because it is so minimalist. And I'm not necessarily saying that you should be doing what I'm doing, but I should say that that brings me to part two of this episode, which is what the gurus say you should be putting on your face. And we're going to get onto that after a quick word from this week's sponsor. I want to say that this week's episode is sponsored by 4Days. And today I really, when we're talking about 4Days, I want to talk about my favorite product, which is their Take Back Bag. It's a great product for newbies and pros, and it's particularly great for parents who are looking to sustainably get rid of stained or ripped kids' clothes. Now, fun fact here, according to the Council for Textile Recycling, the average consumer throws away 70 pounds of textiles each year. 4Days created their Take Back Bag to help tackle this clothing waste problem. You just fill it up with clothes in any condition from any brand, and then you send it back to them with their prepaid shipping label. So all those clothes you can't donate or resell because they're stained or worn out, this is how you keep them out of landfills and how you save water and how you prevent excess carbon emissions. The best part is you get an instant credit as thanks for doing it, which I think is pretty darn neat. You can get 15% off your Take Back Bag or any of 4Days sustainable clothing with code MINIMAL15 at checkout. Everything they sell is ethically made with organic cotton and non-toxic dyes, which is something we can all get behind, right? So that's FORDAYS.com with code MINIMAL15 at checkout. Okay, Bitsy, so we're going right into what the experts say you should be putting on your face. Don't listen to me, listen to the dermatologists. In my research for this episode, I was super intrigued to learn that dermatologists argue that if you use too many products and if your skincare routine is indeed too complicated, you can actually damage your skin barrier and unbalance its natural acidic pH. Isn't that interesting? So if you're interested in enacting a minimalist skincare routine, the experts say you need just 5 products, not 3 like I use, not 15 like some of us use, just 5. The first one, you likely guessed it, is a cleanser. Now, not everyone needs to cleanse in the morning. I do not feel as though I need to cleanse in the morning. But at night, we should all be in the habit of washing our face to remove the grime and the pollution and the oil and the makeup that built up during the day. My moderator, Julie, the skin guru who I mentioned early, she recommends a cleansing balm from UpCircle, and she uses it to remove the bulk of her makeup. Julie mentioned that she really loves UpCircle's products because they're sustainably packaged. There's no plastic in sight. And they're also made using food waste. So I'll link to UpCircle in the show notes if you're interested. Item number 2 we should all be putting on our face for our minimalist skincare routine is the exfoliator. I didn't even know what an exfoliator did, so I had to look it up. Exfoliators remove dead skin cells. So fun fact here, our skin naturally sheds skin cells every 30 days to make room for new cells. So it's important for us to schlep them off, right? Exfoliating can be as simple as removing your cleanser, your soap that you've put on first with a warm and steamy cloth. Otherwise, you can buy a product, a chemical, or an exfoliation tool. Item number three in any minimalist skincare routine is, of course, the sunscreen. I want to tap myself on the back here because I got the sunscreen right. We all need sun protection. If you're putting sunscreen on in the morning, perhaps you don't also need a moisturizer. Perhaps your sunscreen can be your moisturizer. Don't feel like you always need to layer on the cream and then layer on the lotion underneath your sunscreen. Unless your skin is dry, you can probably get away without it. And that's what the dermatologists say. That's not what Stephanie says. Again, I use Kinship sunscreen, linked in the show notes. Essential item number 4, you probably guessed, of course, is the moisturizer. I got this one right too. You got to find one that works well for your skin. It can be a serum, it can be a lotion, it can be a cream, it can be an oil. And you don't necessarily need the separate eye cream from the separate face cream from the separate neck cream, right? If you find the right one, it can go all over the place. The dermatologists, the experts, recommend using a product that has both humectant and occlusive properties. Now, what on earth does that mean? It means that it's both a water and an oil in one. Because when you use a product with a water and an oil in one, water is brought into the skin and the oils lock in that moisture. Interesting, right? And then finally, who even knew this existed, but minimalist skincare routine essential item number 5, I didn't even know what this is. I had to look it up. A treatment serum. This is the active product, and it's completely up to you. Julie, my amazing sustainable minimalist Facebook group moderator, she recommends using hyaluronic acid serum from Good Molecules, and I will link to that also in the show notes. And also, side note here, if you are on Facebook but you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, what on earth are you waiting for? It is the nicest group of people. There's been like one fight in 3 years, and it wasn't even a fight. It was just a little bit of passive aggressiveness. Julie and my other moderator, Mo, they do a great job of keeping everybody in line and the conversations productive, and it's a great place. So join us. It's free if you haven't yet. Okay, so back to the treatment serum. Julie recommends the hyaluronic acid serum from Good Molecules, but essentially, a treatment serum can be a vitamin C or some other antioxidant. It could be a retinoid. It could be a peptide. It could be acne medicine. It could be whatever you want to use, but the right one will address tons of issues. It'll address wrinkles. It will address acne. It will address pigmentation, perhaps dryness. So apparently a good serum is worth its weight in gold. I'm going to go ahead and try out the product from Good Molecules, and I will report back. So, Bitsy, I hope this helped you. I would love to hear from the rest of you. If you have an amazing product that you use on your skin that even better is ethically or sustainably made, I would love to hear about it, and I'll mention it in another episode. You can reach out to me on social, or I'll add my email into this week's show notes for those of you not on social. I will see you on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled interview. See you then, and take care, my friends.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.